This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith tonight in collection of Muslim is narrated to us by a Sahabi by the name of Tamim bin Usaid. And this is probably his only hadith. I think maybe he has one more. I can't remember anymore if he has more than one, but this is the one that I'm aware of. And this is within the theme, obviously, of da'wah and outreach that we are going to continue with this week and probably for a little bit of next week as well. It's a really interesting khutbah, hadith, because the Prophet ﷺ within it is going to do something that you may find a little bit awkward. Okay, it's not something that we're used to hearing that the Prophet ﷺ or someone in his position would do. That's why I think it's an interesting hadith to share with you. So what he said, this is what Tamim ibn Usaid, his name is Abu Rufa'a, Tamim ibn Usaid, he would say the following. قَالَ انْتَهَيْتُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يَخْطُبُ. I came to the Prophet ﷺ, the first time I would meet him, I came to him when he was giving a khutbah. And the majority opinion is that, at least the scholars, and Imam al-Nawawi in his sharh, is that he wasn't giving Jumu'ah at the time. It wasn't a khutbah of Jumu'ah, it wasn't the sermon of Jumu'ah, he was giving another khutbah. And the Prophet ﷺ would, any talk he would give, it would be called a khutbah. Especially if he was standing up. So this wouldn't be called a khutbah because I'm sitting. If I were to stand up, then it would be called a khutbah. Obviously, again, it's not a Jum'ah khutbah, but it would still be called that. And this is just nomenclature of the Arab. And the reason that I don't do the standing up is because in the culture of the Islamic culture, if I stand up and it's a khutbah, then you are culturally and Islamically kind of obligated to sit and listen. But if I don't, then you can just get up and leave. It doesn't matter. So this is for your own, for your sake, so you don't have to stay. You just go, because I'm not standing up, I'm just sitting down, so it's up to you. But once I stand up, the adab is that you have to kind of stay until I'm done, and that obviously restricts people, makes it difficult for them. So the Prophet ﷺ would commonly, outside of Jum'ah, when he felt there was something important to explain, or there was revelation, whenever the Qur'an was revealed, he would stand up and he would give us a short khutbah. His khutbah were very short, but he would reveal the Qur'an and explain something that he thought was important, and the sahaba would listen. So Tamim ibn Usaid radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in that stance. So he's out of place. As many people come to masajid, they don't know what to do. What do you do if you come and someone's standing up and speaking? Do you come and interrupt them? If you come to the masjid and I'm talking, do you walk in and interrupt me? No, especially if you're here, you don't do that, you sit, you wait. And this guy, first time, he just accepted Islam, has no idea. He walks in, the Prophet ﷺ saying, they're giving khutbah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, rajulun gharibun ya'ti ataka yas'alu an deenihi, la yadri ma deenuhu. There's a foreign man who is here asking about his deen, he doesn't know anything about his deen. In the middle of the Prophet ﷺ's khutbah, right? Again, the Sahaba looking at him, what are you? Sit down, close. No, they didn't dare say anything because he was addressing the Prophet ﷺ directly. So the Prophet ﷺ would respond to him, فَقَالَ نَعَمْ said, yes. قَالَ فَتَرَكَ خُطْبَتَهُ He left his khutbah, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَثُمَّ أَتَانِي فَأُتِيَ بِكُرْسِي And he called for a chair. فَجَلَسَ فَأَخَذَ يُعَلِّمُنِي مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ And he sat me down, he started to teach me from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him. حَتَّى انْتَهَى Until he taught me what I need to know. ثُمَّ ذَهَبْ And then he went back. فَأَتَمَّ خُطْبَتَهُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ And he finished his khutbah. صلى الله عليه وسلم. As a lesson for everyone who attended it. As a teaching point for everyone who attended this occurrence or this incident. Someone walked in and in the middle of his talk would interrupt him to tell him, I don't know anything, I need to be taught. The Prophet ﷺ valued someone asking for knowledge, because the last time someone asked for knowledge and he didn't respond immediately, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّ أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى The Qur'an came and documented it for him. So then from now on, anyone asking for knowledge, he would offer it. Now the adab is for him to wait until the Prophet ﷺ is done and ask. But I think it happened this way and is recorded in the collection of Imam Muslim for us to learn. The value of someone coming and saying, I don't know, I need to be taught, and it's worth stopping what you're doing and going and helping and teaching them so that you can. This is the da'wah. This is the importance of it. Some people who are already a part of all this, people yourself, you're here, you come every day, you listen, you have some Islamic knowledge, you're good, you're on your way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you on the path of khair, inshallah ta'ala, and all you have to do is just not to deviate too far, just stick to it. But a lot of people have no idea. A lot of people don't know. They just don't know. They're not comfortable. They haven't done it before. They wish they would love to be, but they're not. And they're not. They don't know what. So they'll come in and they'll do something that's not appropriate. They'll walk in. They're dressed funny. They speak funny. They don't look. You look at them. This is not where you're in the wrong place. You should be. This is not how someone comes to a masjid should be dressed. So it's up to you how you want to make someone feel when they walk into these places. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and paused his khutbah. Had everyone sit and wait. Well, he went and took 15 minutes to teach someone who's asking for knowledge, and then went back and continued. And everyone learned, because no one ever objected again. No one ever objected again. They learned that, no, this is more valuable. And we still have to sit and wait, and we're all a part of this. And we're not allowed to chastise someone or to make them feel, no, you're not allowed to do that. If you're here and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you to masajid and you feel comfortable, that's a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Be very grateful for it. Be very thankful that we are here and we don't find ourselves out of place. A lot of people aren't. So when they do come and they do something really weird or awkward, this does not fit in your mind, this makes no sense that you would do this. Remember him, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the midst of his talk, he's standing, he's talking. This does not require a lot of ilm to know that maybe you wait for the person to finish talking. This guy didn't even wait. And he's saying, I just walked in and I said whatever I wanted to say. And alayhi salatu wasalam didn't chastise, did not correct. He went and he taught him. And he made people wait and came back again, alayhi salatu wasalam. This to me is one of the most powerful hadith regarding da'wah, and regarding making masajid places that are comfortable and welcoming to people. Because he made a point of doing that. He could have told him, give me a moment, finish his khutbah, or told the people, I'll end here and go taught him. No, he made them wait. He made them wait, because that's what this is about. We're all partners in performing da'wah. We're all partners in welcoming people to our masajid and putting up with the fact that they don't know exactly what they're doing. It's okay. And yeah, they'll make mistakes and it'll be noisy sometimes and they'll be, that's okay. Fine, that's a part of this whole, we're not perfect either. We're not perfect either. Just because we've figured out how to maneuver and navigate the landscape of a masjid doesn't make us any better than anyone else. So maybe we remember that. And I think this hadith is just meaningful in that regard. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن تميم ابن أسيد أبي رفاعة رضي الله عنه قال انتهيت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هو يخطب فقلت يا رسول الله رجل غريب أتاك يسألك عن دينه لا يدري ما دينه فترك صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خطبته وأتاني فأتي بكرسي فجلس فأخذ يعلمني مما علمه الله حتى انتهى ثم عاد فأتم خطبته إلى آخرها صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعك الله بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And please don't interrupt us when we're talking, Yani. Don't be encouraged by this hadith, Yani, to do it.